Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. Again, I say welcome. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. And if you've been here before, welcome back. We're always glad to help to have you here. Whenever you come to this podcast, let me just give you a little bit of information about what we believe and what you can expect. Whenever you come to this podcast, you can always expect a word of encouragement because that's what we do. We believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. And whenever you come to this podcast, that's what you can expect. And what we expect from you is that you share the podcast, share information about the podcast, let someone know we are here, let them know what you found interesting about the podcast, search the library of episodes here. They build on each other. Listen to the ones that speak to you as often as you like. And if you want to contact us, if you have something you'd like to share with us, we have an email address. That's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. And we would love to hear from you because, as we said, we know everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. And when we hear from you, when we know you're listening, it encourages us. Now, a couple more things I want to let you know. We here believe in God. We base everything we do on the written word of God, reading it daily. We believe in God here because it's our choice. We recognize that everyone doesn't. However, personally, I believe in God because it works for me. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus Christ died for me on the cross, was buried in the grave, and then rose from the grave for my justification. And I understand what that means for me. And that's just, and it works. It does on a daily basis. I do. So I suggest everyone read the Word of God for themselves. There's a tool I use called BibleGateway.com. I use it pretty much every day. I recommend it to you. Go there. You'll find various translations of the Bible. Just pick the one that speaks to you. They have all kinds of translations, easy read and message and so on and so forth. They've got the King James, the Amplified. I read a number of translations because I like to read, yes, but I just love what the Word of God provides for me when I get the wisdom and knowledge of what He left for me. I do that pretty much every day. As a matter of fact, I read it today and it was free, so it'll be free to you. And if you learn how to use the technology, or have someone help you with the technology. If reading is not your strong point, you can find certain translations that'll read the Bible to you. So that's what I suggest to you. As I said, everything we do here, we base on the written word of God. So that means that I seek the Lord for Him to reveal to me what I should share with you. Everything here is based on my personal experience that I've had with God. I'm walking through my seventh decade now, looking into my eighth decade. So that means that I've been around a while. So I've learned some things. Everything that I share on this podcast is from my personal experience. I'm not telling you what someone told me. I'm telling you something that I've experienced with regard to improving the quality of my life. Because we're about quality of life here. We want the highest possible quality of life. As I said, I've been around a while. So today I'm excited. I'm always excited to do what God has given me to do. And I want to say to you, each and every one of you, I thank you for listening. I look at the statistics, and currently we are trending. We have trending platforms, including the United States and 20 countries. That's beautiful. I was having a conversation on yesterday with my oldest son, and I was explaining how, you know, God is opening doors for us. And whenever you listen and refer someone to this podcast, and if they can benefit or learn anything that I share here, if it's a benefit to you, that encourages me, because that's what I do. That's my lane, encouragement. Now, in seeking the Lord, just to find out what he would have me share with you today from my experience, I believe he said anchored in him. He wants us to be anchored in him. Anchored. And I have found that I am anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ. I have read his word, and I found a place in his word that God said, well, number one, he said everything belongs to him. The world, everything that's therein, the people, we all belong to God. Everyone doesn't necessarily want to acknowledge God for whatever reason, but I do, because he said in another place, when I acknowledge him in all of my ways, he directs my paths. He shows me the road to take. And not just that, but I've learned of all the benefits that were given to me as a result of Jesus dying on the cross for me. I get up on a daily basis knowing, because I read it in his word, I believe his word is truth. I read that he loads me with benefits daily, and that he's given me all of them to richly enjoy. So on a daily basis, I get up looking to see what the excitement is going to be for my day, looking to see what benefits I'm going to have, just searching and seeking what God would have me to say. And when I acknowledge him in all my ways, just seeking direction for how I should use each day to get the best benefit from the day. And when I say I'm anchored in him, that means that he is my controlling authority. He is. I'm anchored. He is my mainstay. The Lord God is. He does so many things for me. He does miracles. We are miracles. When you think about it, when you lay down at night, some people lay down and don't necessarily get up the next day. But we know when we lay down at night, we lay down confidently, just knowing that he came that we might have life and have that life more abundantly. So we automatically know that he's going to sustain us. And when we get up the next day, we have the proof that he has sustained us, kept us all night long, given us beautiful temples, body temples to live in, allowed us his wisdom, his Christ-man wisdom on how to just behave and what to do. He's our chief support. He is our Savior. And yes, we recognize in life that sometimes there are hiccups. There are things that are common to mankind, because we live in this world. We're not of this world. We don't operate from the standpoints and principles. At least we don't, those that accepted Jesus Christ. We don't operate as the world operates. We live in his kingdom. So we operate by kingdom principles. We read the word to find out what pleases him. Because as we, personally speaking, as I just understand more and more about how much I mean to God and how much God loves me and his heart toward me, only good, what he wants to do for me, and how sure I can be of him, because his word is sure. He is my nail fastened in a sure place. You know how sometimes if you want to get something right, or you've heard people use the term, they're going to nail it down? That's because they don't want it sliding all over the place. They want to be confident and sure. So I'm anchored in him. That's what an anchor does for a ship. Whenever they come, when they're on the sea and they want to dock, come into port for whatever reason, they drop an anchor. And what the anchor is, it digs down deep. And that whole ship, just think about how big those ships are. It's anchored. It keeps it from swaying. Because, you know, the motion of the ocean is what can cause something to sway. And the motion of life, if we're not anchored, can cause us to sway, can cause our emotions to just go in all kinds of different places. But when we anchored in him and we allow him to be, when I allow him to be my chief support, I know I can rely on him. Oh, yeah. I can trust him because I know his word. I believe his word is truth. And I find that to be true. There was a situation I was discussing with my son where he was, there's a Bible passage that talks about arrows that fly by day. That's when, you know, situations occur that you're not expecting. And, you know, an arrow, depending on how it's used, can be very deadly. And in most cases, arrows are harmful. Arrows are usually not something good. So if something happens that's not good, arrows that fly by day, he was telling me how he was sitting in the gas station. He was pulling into the gas station and somebody just ran into his car, broadsided it. He wasn't expecting it. Totaled it. Well, at least did enough damage that they got to replace the passenger door and the front and the back seat. The passenger door the whole passenger door, front and back, has to be replaced. And he said he didn't even realize. First of all, he wasn't expecting that. He didn't see it coming. But see, that's the blessing of being anchored in the Lord. Because there's a scripture in the Bible where he tells us that he protects us from the arrows that fly by day, pestilence that stalks or walks in darkness. For example, when we look out in this universe world now, we know there are all kinds of diseases and viruses that people are talking about. We're protected from that. Because I'm anchored in him, I am protected from that. Oh, yes, you know that there's an indignation in the land. People refer to it as a pandemic. I did receive the shots and the boosters. I saw them as blessings. I do. I still wear my mask, and I'm going to wear it until I'm confident not to wear it anymore. I do believe in the Lord, but I have wisdom, Christ man wisdom. I see it as a blessing. I do. My son, he didn't understand what was going on when the person ran into him, but God kept him. When if you read or listen to an earlier podcast, a couple of weeks in the last 30 days or so, if you look at the dates on the podcast, you can just kind of determine. I talk about it. He called me. He was kind of like upset about 8:30 in the morning and told me he was in the hospital. He was very disturbed. He was. But you know what I said? Because I know who Jesus is and because I believe so, I'm not moved. I did exactly what I've been instructed to do. I cast that care right to the Lord. Because God tells me that I don't have to carry cares. He said to cast every care to him immediately. Everything. He let me know exactly what a care is. If it affects me adversely in any kind of way. If it's a concern at all, it's a care. I'm not to hold that. He said, give it to him. Acknowledge him. See him in the midst of it. Then he told me in another place, when I just see him in the middle of whatever situation I'm going, experiencing at that time, that I'm transformed into his image. He said, from glory to glory. And what that lets me know is, he's already taken care of everything. He's given me everything to have peace. He said, his peace he left with me. There's nothing missing that he hasn't already given me. Because to have peace, you have to have every situation completely satisfied. Whatever you think is working against you, you have to have the answer and satisfaction to that situation. You have to have received everything. And if he said he's given me his peace, if he's saying go ahead and have peace, if he's saying let my heart not be troubled, that tells me that he has satisfied every situation. He told me in another place that he is a very present help in time of trouble. He said, there's no one person that I have to depend on. No one person does it. He allows people to be in the right place at the right time for the situation. And he's able to satisfy every situation. Now, I've had some conditions and things that have occurred that one in particular was horrific. Not heinous, but horrific. And that was a definite arrow. But the Lord immediately showed me that situation was going to be like bread to me, which meant that I was going to be nourished up by it, grow up by it, It's like someone took a steel rod and put it in my back and caused me to stand up straight. And that's the support that I get from God, because he is my mainstay. He's my mainstay. He's my chief support. I rely on him always. He is my defense. I need him. I can't live without God, because he said another place in his word that his words are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Now, you know, everybody says, you know, talks about flesh and blood. People pretty much know what flesh is. That pertains to our natural body. But he's going far beyond that. It's not just our natural body, but satisfies situations in our eternal mind so that we won't be moved to and fro with every wind, everything that blows, every situation that comes up. We can learn to depend on him, knowing that I know that I'm founded in him. I know personally that I'm sustained by him. I know personally that I'm nurtured by him. I know that I'm complete in him. He tells me that in another place. I even learned that it's not so much, you know, money. Yes, money flows effortlessly and easily into my bank accounts. That's what he's given me to say. And I confess that, and I see that happening. I'm being blessed. I had someone call me and just let me know that they were, you know, we use this new thing nowadays. If you look at the date on this podcast, they got something called Cash App. Someone just let me know that they were sending me a donation. And I do receive donations. I do. You know, as the Lord allows people, it's a blessing. Love offerings. I receive love offerings. Someone was telling me that. I know that's God's provision. I know that's God touching their heart. I know that's God reinforcing me. And so therefore, I don't worry about that kind of thing, because he said in another place in his word, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow got enough trouble. He referred to it as trouble, which talks about situations, circumstances of life in itself. He said, but don't worry about it. And the reason why he said don't worry is because he knows, he said, to be concerned with what he's allowing today. So I'm excited about today, but I had to pray and ask God to show me how to richly enjoy the abundant life he supplied me with today. See, I've learned that. I've learned that from being anchored in him. I've learned that by taking refuge in him when I find myself in things that are hard to understand. When I've had a need and I needed him to supply me, or just deliver me, deliver my thought processes to defend me and protect me. He is my lookout. He is my redeemer. He told me in another place in his word that he has become for me wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption. And I know you could say, well, how do I think I deserve all this? I didn't say I deserved it. I said it was a gift. He died for me on the cross. He was the son that was given for me. I believe that. I believe it confidently. And as a result of it, he causes me to be sufficient. His wisdom is all sufficient. His truth is infallible. And I've become the righteousness of God in Christ because I'm in Christ. I live in Christ. I'm anchored in him. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am in right standing with him because he said so. He said, according to my faith, be it unto me. In his word, Jesus prayed a prayer and asked the Father. And I know you said, how can Jesus be talking to the Father? But if you continue to read, you find out as you read the word that the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit are one. So if you want to know more about that, you're going to have to email me and I can share with you whatever I have. But as a result of him dying on the cross, I am redeemed. I am the redeemed of the Lord. So these gifts and things belong to me. He is my Lord Jesus Christ. I am anchored in him. Anchored, anchored. He is my mainstay. He is my controlling authority. He is my life. I acknowledge him always. As a matter of fact, I live in his presence. And as a result of that, even in situations that are challenging, I can take refuge because he covers me and keeps and protects me. He is my vindicator. When people get it twisted and say things that they shouldn't say that pertain to me, I don't worry about it because I know the Lord is there. He is my vindicator because I'm founded on him. I'm sustained by him. I've told you basically everything I've been told to share with you today. I pray that this helps you in some way. I do want to hear from you. Just email me. We could talk more. But search the library of podcasts. They build on each other. And you'll learn more about the Lord, his divine resources that are available to you, the benefits that are yours if you only claim them. And if you keep listening to this podcast, you'll learn how to receive them. God bless.